Now we are going to listen to an interview at the Brisbane West Community Centre with the beautiful and lovely Penny Hayes. And she's presenting her very first book, which is called Journeying Through the Elements. Hi, Penny. Thanks for your time and congratulations for your book. Welcome to the Irish program.
Thank you very much. I'm happy to be here.
So how would you describe your book, Penny?
I'd describe it as a bit more than a poetry book. It's actually details my own personal journey and hoping that as people journey through mine, they will journey through their own.
Which one of the elements is more connected to you?
I'd say fire. I have a lot of fire and I really enjoy acting and being silly. So I'd say fire.
Okay. Would you read the poem now?
I said I have so much trouble choosing which poem because I fall in love with all my poems.
That's good.
Okay, I will read this one. Publish you must. Shy child in me, don't hide away. You're innocent and beautiful. Let me have your pearls of wisdom and your spontaneous childlike spirit. You have so much to contribute and your human family sure needs you in it. They're grasping for a drink of the original instead of artificially coloured, sickly fizz. They want the light of your inspiration to lift them out of too many drab-driven days. They want words of feeling and meaning to counter heady inflammation. They crave a wide and funny lens to see life from all ends, from mouth to arse. Don't give up, my friend. Publish, you must. Withstand any arrows and slings that may come, for your words will open up many hearts and maybe just the elements needed to colour and complete the picture or to stand outside it and have a really good laugh.
Thank you so much for your time, Penny, and I wish you all the best and I hope you can come to a radio station one day, okay?
Okay, I will do.
That's a promise.
Yeah, okay.
Thank you.
She's torturing me here.
So I'm here with the owner of the land, representing the owner of the land. Your name is?
My name is Auntie Dilmay Barton, and I've been adopted by the people of this area. I'm from the Bidjarit tribe of the Carnarvons, and that's where I grew up.
Where is
that's
in Queensland?
Southeast Queensland, and I feel my gift of song shared by the beautiful birds of Carnarvon.
Yes, you open each one of the elements with the singing, and it's just so spiritual and so connected to each one of them.
These days I'm, doing my own creativity. I write and I draw as well as paint.
And the singing, where did you learn to sing? Because your voice is so amazing.
I feel it was a God-given gift, and I feel that growing up in the bush with the beautiful birds that they
so
shared,
completely immersed in nature.
Yeah, shared with me their beautiful rhythms of the earth, and my dream was to one day sing to the world, and now feel so blessed that it has come now. And to share my gift with the world.
Thank you so much, and a pleasure to meet you.
Thank you.
I'm with the publisher of Penny's book. Your name is Sue Mazur. Is it well pronounced?
That's perfect. Sue Mazur is correct.
What is the origin of your surname?
That's my first husband's name. It's actually Polish, and there's a province in Poland called Mazurski. So that's the origin of that. But my background's actually English-Irish.
So what are the connections with Ireland?
My great-grandmother is Irish.
Okay. Do you know from where, which county in Ireland?
Oh, it's County Cork, I think it is.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you so much. And I'm interested to record with you because you are the artist of the cover of the book. And I love what I'm seeing is the heart in the drawing, and the trees. There is a sky and the light of the sun. So can you describe the cover of the book and what is the story behind this beautiful picture?
Fantastic, thank you. I wanted it to reflect the content of Penny's book. So it's about journeying through the elements. So it needed to have both the earth, water, air, fire and spirit or ether in it. So on the cover of the book, it's about a woman's transformation coming from the fairy tale of what she grew up and what she was programmed to thinking, the drama of the fire that she comes through and stepping into the heart, which is represented by the trees, and stepping through and entering into her heart and doing the discovery of discovering her being as a unique being, which is what Penny's poems do. They actually take you down to, you know, the depth of who you are through the suffering, the experiences, the confusion of life. And then the book always has a poem to lead you to healing and to actually transform your experience of that into your healing journey and coming back into your heart and back to love.
Yeah, that's so beautiful, and I felt really touched and moved through this presentation. It has something. Someone talk about being a magnet.
I know. Even when we were doing it in the office, people would come in the office, and we had the drafts up on the wall, and even a little 9-year-old girl came in and just stood in front of them and said, "Oh, they're beautiful. I love this one. I love that one." So it's the vibration of the illustrations had to reflect the elements and also Penny's words and his story and the heart that she wanted to put out. So there is a beautiful vibration behind them.
Yeah, it's so colourful is the word.
Yeah, that's it. It was all done with heart. It took time, but it had to feel right. So it was a very collaborative process between Penny and myself, but we knew when we got it. Like it actually felt right.
Yes. What's the meaning of the star? Because the title of the book is in gold colours.
Yeah. The elements are surrounded by, it looks like a star. If you have a look on the page covers in the full colour ones, so that's a mandala. And how I drew that is I actually wanted, I had drawn that before Penny came to me with the book, but it's a mandala of a perfect, healthy cell. So I actually found a medical illustration of a perfectly healthy cell that was sliced, and then I drew the mandala of it. So I wanted the vibration of perfect healing to be in this book.
Wow, so this is not just a book. No, I mean, not just the white pages with the written text is something else, because, I feel there is generosity in the book.
There is generosity in the book, just with Penny's. It's a 500-page book. It's actually 5 books in one. We're really conscious that people would want to travel, put it in their bag, and I actually carried it around in my bag. So it also had to be compact enough, because sometimes people don't want to put it down. They actually want to experience it, or if they're doing a certain section in the book that's really grabbed them, they don't necessarily want to put it away. They want to sit with it for a little while. Yeah.
Okay. But so how can we find the book?
Oh, Penny has a website. So it's www.pennyhayes.com.au. So you can either get it on you can order it online. Penny's son, Tony, did the website for her. So there has been a lot of generosity. We've all put our spirit and our heart into this. So you can order it on the website or at one of Penny's book signings, which will be promoted on her Facebook page as well.
Okay. Thank you so much for your time. A privilege to meet you.
You too.
And thanks for the wonderful artwork. This is a piece of art, really.
Thank you very much. I think it's beautiful, but the whole book is beautiful.
I'm here with
Patricia.
Trish.
That's right, it's Trish.
So what do you think about today's presentation about Penny's book?
Well, today's morning was a cause for great celebration. Penny's book is truly a masterful. Penny has an incredible suite of skills. She's a very capable person. She started life off as a pharmacist and then studied social work and then moved on and has studied a whole range of other modalities such as energy science, Feldenkrais, process work, playback and psychodrama. And so every poem that's in this book is really embodied knowledge. Everything that she's written is not conceptual, as she's experienced it within her own reality and her own body. And I highly recommend the book to others because there is such wisdom in this book.